Ready to go with two games in Edmonton? How's it been this week as far as getting some systems implemented?
Only two practices, so we only covered a couple structural things. We're going to try and get some done without practicing them prior to Edmonton. So we'll meet in the morning before we go, meet again as we get in there. Some things that you don't really need to practice that much, not as much as the other stuff. So it's coming along. I mean, we still have about 14 different structural areas that we need to cover. So two down, 14 to go.
Are special teams among the ones you've done, or is that still to come?
That's tomorrow morning. I'm going to try and get some of that stuff done with face-offs and entries and some forecheck stuff on the power play, and then we'll try and get some face-off stuff done in Edmonton, maybe some PK tomorrow, but we're trying.
I'm seeing some young kids with their bags and their sticks and heading out, so obviously their time here is done. What are your numbers down to, and does everybody go with the exception of Lazowski to Edmonton?
No, we have a couple guys not going, to answer the last part of your question, just because of injuries. A couple veteran guys are a little banged up right now. Some of the guys that are ineligible to even be in our roster, so the 15-year-olds, they'll be heading back to their teams, and we're going to try and get down to kind of the group that's still eligible, like the 16-year-olds, as well as our veterans prior to them taking off to NHL camp, because we're missing five guys for NHL camps this year. So we're trying to get down to it a little bit with only four exhibition games left and not a ton of time. So we're trying to get a little more dialed in into what will look like more in the regular season.
Okay, I know Lazowski's already gone to Toronto. Pillar and Lees told me they're going to their camps leaving on the 12th. So that leaves, if I'm not mistaken, Charlie Wright would 13th. Be one of them. Yep. And he's on, he's on the 13th, and Roulette is when?
I believe he's on the 12th as well.
On the 12th as well. Yep. So that means that the guys that are remaining are going to get a pretty good opportunity to show their stuff here.
Yeah, and there's not a lot of time left. You know, like, we've only had a couple practices. From what we've done in practice, I'm actually fairly happy with a lot of the veteran guys. It seems like it didn't leave, the way we do business didn't seem to leave them too much. But they need reps at it as well. So even with the guys going to NHL camps, we need to get to work a little bit because it's coming up quick.
Those NHL camp guys that are still here and don't leave until the 12th and 13th, will they see action in Edmonton?
Yeah. So kind of the way we planned it was, if of the first three games, we're trying to get everyone to. That's kind of the way we were trying to get it done. So you guys, that veteran players that didn't play in Big River, will be in for both games in Edmonton.
Okay, and as far as your goaltending goes, how do you plan on using that for the weekend?
Gardner got the start in Big River. We're going to have Chatty and Elliot take full games. I'm not as huge of a fan of the mid-game split, personally, so we'll give them a game in Edmonton.
Edmonton, that's just a team that won the title last year, so they're going to be a little different. Just, I'm sure you're looking forward to seeing what exactly they bring to the table compared to what Prince Albert brought to the table on Tuesday.
Not really. I'm not really there. I'm not into pre-scouts, and okay. I mean, teams are changing so much right now. I don't really see what the use is of checking it out. I mean, there'll be guys that you remember from last year, but I'm 99.9% focused on us and seeing if we can get some chemistry with certain lines, seeing how things are coming of the structures we have taught, trying to implement tactics, getting dialed in with our post-game breakdown and analytics. So there's a lot of stuff I'm focused on, but it's all us.
You had a line last year at the end of the season that went really well. Lazowski, Wong, Sidorov. Could that be a line that starts the season, or is that just going to be junked and let's try to start all over again?
They were together in training camp and I thought they looked really good. Yeah. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it, I guess. So we'll see. I mean, if things change and so be it, but that's the way it is. But yeah, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Okay. For the younger players that traveled up to Big River, playing in their first WHL game, you know, they're going to be traveling to Edmonton now. It's a bit longer of a trip. Are you looking for them to be a little bit more comfortable? Is that first? Did that first game essentially help them, you know, get more comfortable with their game and the level and speed?
I want to see them take steps on things that we've covered, things that we've practiced, and and things like that. Like the first, the game in Big River, we only practiced once, and it was defensive zone coverage. So I saw at times us working through that a little bit, and it looked like how we want to play in the regular season. Now I want to see them take the next step. I want to see some offensive zone play the way we practice it. I want to see continued improvements in D-zone coverage. And from there, it's just like that every single day throughout the season with our full roster. Every single day, we want to see little improvements in specific areas. So that's what I'm looking for, just steps.
Have there been any younger players that have impressed after that Big River game and they've kind of taken steps so far in training camp or preseason essentially?
I thought Moore was one of, if not the best forward we had. So I was really impressed with his game. I'd love to see him continue down that path.